Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, we'll sit down with the president of the Philippines, one of the countries most at risk of the effects of climate change.
But first, the U.S. and five Arab nations launched a wave of airstrikes against the Islamic State and another militant group in Syria last night. The attacks reportedly damaged the group's bases and training camps. Joining the U.S. in the operation were Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. President Obama made a brief statement on the White House lawn this morning before flying to New York City to deliver remarks at the UN climate summit. He praised what he called a broad coalition.
The strength of this coalition makes it clear to the world that this is not America's fight alone. Above all, the people and governments of the Middle East are rejecting ISIL and standing up for the peace and security that the people of the region and the world deserve.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington correspondent, and he's with us to discuss the airstrike campaign. And Ron, we mentioned that President Obama's remarks were brief, but can you tell us anything more about what he said this morning about the strikes?
The president put these airstrikes in the context of the longer-term policy that the U.S. has been following in response to ISIS, and also made it clear that there is going to be a great deal more to this conflict. This was not intended to be a one-shot deal. This was intended to be opening a new front, if you will, because these strikes were in Syria. This was not in Iraq. This was in Syria and therefore represents an expansion of the war against ISIS and a taking the war to ISIS, if you will, in that many of these attacks were centered on their headquarters city in northern Syria.
And so you were just going into sort of the geography. Give us a sense of more of where exactly the strikes are and also if we have a way to measure how effective they were.
The strikes, according to the Pentagon, were in primarily northwestern, north-central, and northeastern Syria, around Aleppo, and also the city of Raqqa, which we haven't heard too much about, which is apparently a center for munitions and manufacture for this group, ISIS, and also in the northeastern part of Syria. And also it targeted particularly at a group we haven't heard a great deal about, or at least not by this name, and that is Khorasan Group, a splinter from al-Qaeda, in fact, a splinter from a splinter of al-Qaeda. It goes back to the early years of this war on terror, and the administration is clearly relying to some degree on the authority they got from their first authorization for the use of force against terrorists right after the 9/11 attacks in going after this Khorasan Group. And they are also located in Syria, and we went in after them. That is, the United States Armed Forces went in. Our airstrikes went in after Khorasan alone. That did not include the Arab nations that you just mentioned.
Ron, how unusual is it that President Obama has five Arab countries in this coalition participating in these bombings?
It is unusual. Particularly, we have five Sunni Arab countries here agreeing not only to support, but according to the White House, fly with. In other words, participate actively in the combat missions into Syria. And these five countries are all Sunni countries, and this is a Sunni militant group that they're attacking. And that is a significant change, particularly because it includes Qatar, which has been oftentimes associated with or having involvement with or in some senses or another being connected to some of the radicals who were involved in ISIS.
In the lead up to these airstrikes, of course, there was debate about whether President Obama had authority to take a move and whether Congress had to be involved. What do we know about whether the authority was clear or not and what members of Congress are saying about this?
Well, here's one summation from a professor of international law at the University of Notre Dame, Mary Ellen O'Connell, who said this morning that these airstrikes in Syria cannot be justified under international law. They lack a lawful basis in consent or self-defense or Security Council authorization. All those things would have to be said to be true. The president is clearly relying on that 2001 authorization that followed 9/11, the 2002 authorization that had to do with Iraq, although these attacks were not in Iraq, and even on older authorizations that the president has had to pursue people who were an imminent threat on the United States. That, it would appear, is one of the motivations for going after Khorasan Group, which we are told by the Pentagon was in the last stages of planning an imminent attack on the United States. Now, these are the people, by the way, who were associated with those airliner threats a few years ago that caused us to all start packaging our small bottles of mouthwash and toothpaste in little
tiny
plastic
little
bottles.
That's NPR's senior Washington correspondent, Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you.